Now, maybe one of your New Year resolutions was to go walking a bit more. Or perhaps, like Tom Crawford, you've decided to improve your diet and maybe thrown in a handful of antioxidants. But does the science agree with you? Time for our weekly myth conception.
We're now well into the new year. How are those resolutions going? If, like me, you've decided to eat more healthily, maybe you've been stuffing yourself full of antioxidants. They're good for you, right? And they attack free radicals, those naughty things flying around your body causing damage to your cells and making you age faster. At least that's what we're told by the so-called health experts. Let's see what science has to say on the subject. The story begins in 1945, when the wife of chemist Denham Harmon suggested that he read an article in Ladies' Home Journal entitled Tomorrow You May Be Younger. This sparked his interest in the process of aging, and a few years later, whilst working at the University of California, Berkeley, he proposed that aging is caused by reactive molecules that build up in the body as byproducts of your body's natural processes and lead to cellular damage. These are what he called free radicals. Harmon himself described his discovery as a thought out of the blue. Scientists began to rally around the theory of free radical aging and that antioxidants such as vitamin C and beta carotene were able to neutralise them. The antioxidant boom occurred in the 1990s, with the word entering into the public domain and supplements being added to foods and taken as tablets. It wasn't until the early 2000s, however, that scientists began testing the theory, and they encountered some interesting results. Two separate studies compared mice, which were genetically engineered to overproduce either free radicals or antioxidants, with normal mice, and they saw no change in the lifespan in each case. Further studies in humans found antioxidant supplements negate the health-promoting effects of exercise and may even lead to a higher chance of death. The increase in life expectancy, which is often attributed to antioxidants, is in fact likely to be a byproduct of a generally healthier lifestyle. People that take antioxidant supplements tend to be more health conscious in general, and as a result are likely to live longer. The bottom line is that scientists are still unsure of the exact roles of free radicals and antioxidants in the body, and more studies are required. Most researchers do agree, however, that free radicals cause cellular damage, but this is not necessarily a bad thing. In many cases, it seems to be a normal part of the body's reaction to stress. We are certainly not being oxidized, and therefore do not require antioxidants to save us from impending doom, as the health experts would like us to believe. Nonetheless, the global antioxidant market was worth $2.1 billion in 2013, and is expected to continue to grow by a further billion by 2020. I'll leave you with a quote from Professor David Gems from University College London, which sums it all up quite nicely. It's a massive racket. The reason the notion of oxidation and aging hangs around is because it is perpetuated by people making money out of it.
No more expensive superfoods for me then, just a bit of good old-fashioned fruit and vegetable. Now that was Tom Crawford, and we'll be pulling the rug from under another misconception next week. But in the meantime, if there's a dodgy bit of science that you have come across and you'd like us to probe it, send it in to chris@thenakedscientist.com and we will get on the case.